Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people that I love so much. I am coming to you today from beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina, where it's pouring down rain, and I'm on my way to a convention as soon as we finish. So, boy, do I have something interesting to share with you. First of all, because of issues in their lives, we have had two in-person Creation Station attendees. We were filled up. Now they're doing it virtually because of conflicts in their life. So those of you, if you want to come to my home and play with us, there are two in-person and, of course, as many virtuals as we want to sign up. And also, for those of you that didn't see, I just launched what I believe is one of the most valuable programs I've ever created and we've ever done, called The Gratitude of Self-Love. It's a 21-day program on loving yourself. And it's fun, you guys, and it's easy. You don't have to spend an hour every day doing, you know, studying stuff or any of that. But it's, I think, life-changing. So, of course, you can find it at imdwallace.com, The Gratitude of Self-Love. I urge all of you, even if you've done it before, to do this program again. Okay, so what I want to talk to you today comes out of something that happened to me yesterday, and it's about how to release sense memories. So, okay, I have to preface this by saying Tay, my son-in-law, has a phobia about snakes. Okay. Now, Gabrielle and I have taken pictures with boa constrictors since she was 3 years old. And they had this huge boa constrictor at the con. So I tracked the guy down and took a picture with the boa constrictor and sent it off to Gabrielle. Then the guy says, oh, you have to see our owl. Well, owls are the symbol that Christopher, her dad, and Gabrielle, owls were their thing. And when he died, there was an owl in our backyard for about a week hooting. There was an owl feather on the car when we left for school the first day. And so he brought this extraordinary owl out. And of course, I spent a lot of time with this owl and took some pictures with the owl. And I was on my way back to the table and I saw that I had a message from Gabrielle. And it said, Tay just died. Now, of course, it was referencing the fact about how much he ate snakes. But what happened to me when I saw that, it brought back the sense memory of when I heard that my husband Christopher had died. And my brain just went to, Kay just died. My legs gave out. I could feel the shock throughout my whole body. I fell to the floor. My assistant was with me. She saw Kay just died, freaked out. Everybody was coming over. Oh, my God, what happened? What happened? And then my brain went, oh, my God, it's about the snake. So I scrolled back up, and I could see that it was an answer about the snake. But all I could see on the message was Tejas died. And my first thought was, oh, no, we can't lose somebody else. And exactly what happened to me physically with the shock waves and my legs giving out is exactly what happened to me in New Zealand when I heard about Christopher's death. That is an exaggerated example of a sense memory. But that is how a sense memory lives in your energy and can affect you until, like we do with all energy, you redirect it. So this is how you redirect a sense memory. And that's any kind of trauma that you've had in your life. You direct your heart to open, front and back, merge with your whole brain. You go to your love place. You direct that love to dominate and then replace the sense memory. To dominate and then replace the sense memory. This is, of course, while you are living in the feeling and memory of love. You direct all through divine love. You claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, which neutralizes all but the truth. And the channel says you may have to do it more than once, maybe even several times, until you find the disengagement, feel the disengagement. So, obviously, we know we don't want to go to the reaction. We don't want to go to the drama. We want to go to the love, which is the redirection. So, I've done that a few times this morning. And I have to tell you now, when I think about what happened yesterday, I can kind of laugh and smile about it, about my misunderstanding about the snake and where it went. But last night, whenever I thought about it, I felt the sense memory. This is a really valuable thing for all of us that have been holding trauma of any kind. Now, of course, you know, you have to choose to let the trauma go. You have to choose to move on from your story. So we're going to balance it all with invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All right, so if you're interested in coming to my home the end of June, boy, is it an incredible weekend, and this one's going to be great. Let us know. You can still sign up virtually also, and please check out the gratitude of self-love. You will not be sorry. All right, we are going to go to the callers. Oh, my gosh, Andrew, where the heck have you been, dude? What's up?
Well, let's just say I am officially on my journey to my relocation to Mumbai on Wednesday. I'm stopping off in London for 1 week. And then next week, on Thursday, June 8th, I will be living in Mumbai. So I had this big, quite a journey. And
so this is something you wanted?
Well, it's something that's come up because, you know, last time I mentioned to you about going to Mumbai. And the thing is over a year ago, someone I was connected to put me in touch with their agent. And all of a sudden, Mumbai started to come up for me. And I have actually had a couple of auditions from this agent in Mumbai in the past month. And I put in my visa application, for a working visa from India. And this is part of the reason why I was coming on the call, because last Sunday I was almost like, I almost was going into like, is this going to happen type situation. Thinking back when I had my accident, and you told me at that time, whenever something good happens, always something bad follows. And
yeah. And
I was just thinking, well, you know what? I'm going to say, all is well, I'm off to India. All is well, I'm off to India. And I had not yet I still had not had my working visa, and I was concerned that it wouldn't go through. And sure enough, Wednesday night, I got word that my visa was approved. So Wednesday night, I booked my flight to London. Thursday morning, I booked my flight from London to Mumbai. And now I'm just packing and getting everything all ready to go. I still don't have a place. One of the things, though, I wouldn't mind getting clarification is, because I still feel I have residual feelings when it comes to finances, because I'm like thinking, okay, I want to get a very inexpensive place because that way I have the money to last longer. And then I'm realizing I shouldn't really worry about it because the universe always provides for me. And I'm just like, you know, but I'm just wondering if there was anything.
Okay, the first thing that came in was, this is going to be a great move for you. The minute you mentioned it, the channel said, this is going to be great for him. And it's my big helicopter, yes. So just know, and I mean know, that this is going to be great. And direct the perfect place that's affordable and safe, where you're going to be really happy and it's going to be great energy. There is a place waiting for you, and I want to remind all of you, worry is a negative prayer. Worry, actually, you're praying for what you don't want.
Yeah, when I get there, I just sort of revert to, like, all is well, I'm going to find the perfect place type, or like, in this case, I'm going to find the perfect place. And I'm just, you know, right now I'm just trying to focus on the now and just going with the moment and not worrying about it. But I have, you know, but when we do get that little worry coming in, we just revert and do that type of affirmation then.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about this move, and I'm so excited I found the perfect place to live, and I'm so excited about all the
possibilities. I am really excited. And I've been, like, you know, even our dear friend Mary, I talked to her, and she's just been absolutely wonderful despite what she's going through and everything that's going on in her life. It's just like, and she's been really helpful in my whole journey, even like during when I had my accident, she was like really there for me. And,
yes, Mary is beautiful that way.
And I'm just, you know, and I hope things go well for her and what she's going through right now as well. But I'm just really excited, and I just wanted to share that, you know, when we do the work, this is what can happen. And now I'm getting more into being in flow of life. than anything. And
yeah,
I
good
just,
for
you know,
you.
And it's just, you know, it's just amazing that it's just like, I, you know, I had on my bucket list that I wanted to go visit India and I wanted to work in Bollywood, but never in my life would I have dreamed that I would be living in India and that it would be an ideal place for me to be. I mean, it's just like, I can't
well,
wait.
Somewhere
to,
in
to
your energy, you did, Andrew, because you created it. Okay. Listen, have you gone on social media and said, I'm looking for a safe, spiritual, beautiful place to live in Mumbai?
What I have, you know, I have gone onto Facebook because there's I joined one Facebook group and then I joined another where it's expats in Mumbai. And so I've already started to connect there. I have like 10 days have 10 days and worst case scenarios, I'll stay a couple of nights in a hotel somewhere
yeah,
or go in a hostel.
You're going to find a place. Everything's falling in place for you, Andrew. Just know that.
I know. It's just amazing. I mean, when things like I just have this, like, you know, I have this knack for manifesting things that I want to. And, you know, but sometimes like in the past, I'm like, you know, I can manifest, but some things I can manifest this thing and other things I can't type thing. But now
no,
it's like, you know,
no,
things
no,
are.
No, you can manifest everything. Just know that. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
all right. You're
going to
call us and let us know that you found a fabulous place. Okay?
I will. Once I get settled in Mumbai, we'll call in and you'll hear Mumbai and then you'll know it's me.
Okay, sweetheart. Have a glorious, exciting journey.
I will. And
all
you
right.
Have fun at the convention. Thank you so
oh,
much. Okay.
Thank
I'll talk
you.
To you later. Bye.
Much love and congratulations. Wow. Andrew has come so far. Ah, my heart is just happy. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee. That is really exciting. That's
yeah.
such an uplifting thing to start with. And
yep.
yeah, and I loved your introduction because my question for the last couple of weeks has been PTSD, and I haven't been called on. So I felt that that was the beginning of a way to possibly cope with that. And
okay, first
my
of all,
other
Johanna,
question.
First of all, quit defining yourself as a person who has PTSD.
Well,
no,
yeah,
I
yeah,
want you
yeah,
to hear
I got that,
that.
But
because
the
however
is
you
that.
Define yourself is a direction of energy.
Yes, and that was part
okay.
of what my question to you was going
okay.
to entail. Because actually, I've been experiencing how I've been experiencing myself. I've been thinking I was depressed. And so I was dealing with not calling myself depressed. And then I realized that this was more of a frozen kind of feeling. And so... there I am. So
okay,
PTSD
so,
seemed like
Johanna,
a step.
I want you to start saying, I am free. Can you
okay.
feel into that?
Yes, that
what
feels
it?
Great. It makes me cry.
Yeah, because that's who you really are. And you want to remind yourself of who you really are. All these other things that happen to us that we take on are
mm-hmm.
kind of abominations of who we really are. And I don't mean that in a judgmental way. I just mean that they don't empower us. Okay?
They're also kind of, how I feel it is it's outside of me and I have let it in. And that I have the power to not do that.
Absolutely, you do.
But so that's what I have been experiencing is when, you know, as I've been traversing these last months, this last month or two. My question was about my granddaughter and son, my granddaughter Sophia, and the core beliefs that are keeping me from experiencing a better exchange with her. It's like I do things for her, which I love, and I love being with her. But lately I have been feeling like I've been feeling resentful, and then I've been dealing with that. And it's just recently.
Resentful toward whom?
Towards myself for not, like,
yes,
expecting
you're resentful
more, getting more.
Toward,
or for,
look, honey, you're resentful toward yourself for putting these limitations and these judgments on yourself. So let's say you have a communicable disease, Johanna. Are
okay,
you going to, hold on, are you going to choose to go and interact with a granddaughter if you have a communicable disease, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So what we do subconsciously is we go, oh, I'm depressed, or, oh, I have PTSD, so I shouldn't take that on to my granddaughter. When, indeed, giving to your granddaughter will get you out of yourself and help you remember the freedom that you really are. Do you understand?
Okay, yes. And I do give to her a lot and enjoy it mostly until this moment. And that's what's been confusing me.
Well, do you understand where it comes from now? It comes
exactly.
From you. It comes from you judging yourself and going, "Oh, if I'm this way, I shouldn't take this on to my granddaughter."
Okay.
And that depresses you even more. You got to let go
okay.
of your self-judgment so that you can take the joy to your grandmother, sweetheart, or your granddaughter. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to balance that for everybody, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. Woo! We are divine love, and so it is. Yeah, that was great for everybody, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank
you. You bet. And we are going to, I love this, Lisa in Kentucky, longtime listener, first-time caller. Well, welcome. We're so happy you called in.
Yes.
How are you, baby?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you, Dee. And I originally found you through John Burgos' show.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. And I, like Andrew, know the work works when you do it. And so right now my question is, I feel like I have a core belief that's blocking me. So I wanted to know what I can do to clear that. And in particular,
Blocking you in what way?
Yeah, so, you know, I work on what I want. So I love how you continue to kind of push us. What is it you want? You get clear on what you want. And so I have this intention that I am working on. And then there's other individuals in our lives over which we have no control, you know, that, and I've heard you say, and it escapes me at the moment, you know, how we return them to their own divine I am.
Yep.
And all of that. And so I want to move forward with my creation. I've got these family members that, you know, feel like they're holding me back, but I also feel like there's a core belief. And one in which kind of comes to mind is, you know, the words escape me at the moment, but I abandon myself. And
yeah,
I just kind of wanted to
right
do a
on.
Check-in. Yeah, I wanted to do a check-in on what you would suggest I can do to move past that right now.
Okay. Okay. So the core belief you're referring to is when I love myself,
mm-hmm.
I have to abandon myself or everyone else has to abandon me.
Yes.
Okay. So that can play, and that's not the highest umbrella belief, which is, hold on, we're going to get to it here. When I am connected to the I am not safe. So that means when I am truly my own creator, I am not safe. And we learn that from various and sundry places in our lives, Lisa. Okay, well, I'm going to go create me as an actress, and then I get hurt by somebody that I created working with is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which dovetails into when I love myself, I have to abandon myself or everybody else has to abandon me. Okay?
Yeah.
So what you want to know, all of you, what you want to know is that you are safest when you are your I am presence, your creative force, your own God.
Yes.
That's when you are safest. And you can't be your own I am presence, your own creator, your own God, if you're giving everybody else the power of fear over you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
And so what would be a good claim to
I love being my own power. I love living in my own creative force. I love being in charge of me. I love loving me and everything I want in my life. I love it and I create it. And I'm moving forward with my focus and attention on that.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
Okay.
That helps. Yep, that's good.
Yep.
And I can see where your program, that gratitude of self-love, I imagine would probably help with that.
Unbelievably so. It's such a simple, powerful, channeled program, guys. It's
mm-hmm.
21 days of little things. We start with a big webinar and we end with another webinar. And in between, there's 21 days. And I think the first webinar is the first week in June. So if you're going to sign up, you want to sign up.
Okay.
If you do it through PayPal, there's payment options. It's only $75 anyway, and most people charge over $200 for something like this easily. So anyway, you'll know, go to your heart. Don't take it from me. You'll know if you're called to do it. If you're called to do it, take steps to do it. Okay? All right, we're moving on, Lizzie. You got your answer, baby states.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, hang on. I got to find number 15 here. Nicole, hold on. You're on, baby cakes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing great today.
Goody.
So, yes. So, in our session, I sort of outlined for you two really big wins that came as the result from doing the work.
Uh-huh.
So you had asked that I share.
Yeah, well, good. I didn't ask why. I didn't remember why I asked you to call in. Okay.
I'm still doing and reminding you. So just for the listeners, I'm an actor, and Dee and I met on set, and basically, we're in a writer's strike, which will likely go into an actor, our union strike. And so I've been just really working on staying in my love place. And I came up with an idea. Well, I had an instinct to leave my manager of 3.5 years. And I gave it a little bit of time and then decided to pursue a new manager. And I would say a majority of people that I mentioned it to, because I was looking for referrals, were like, oh, no, this is not the time. We're in a strike. And so I just got really quiet, and I just thought, you know, the manager that's right for me is going to be cleaning house during this quiet time. And so my magnetism will reach them, and I will get a new manager.
That's
and
what
I
you
ended
call
up with two,
a clear yeah. direction of energy, see? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and so I got two meetings, and I got two offers, and I signed with one.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that was a really big win. And then the other is amazing, and it keeps continuing. I had sort of had a story in my brain that I live in Long Beach, and so the commercial auditions, I don't know, I think I kind of just was like, my focus is theatrical, I want to get these theatrical auditions, and I sort of like threw commercial to the wayside. And I realized that there was a lot of talk about diversity and, oh, you're not getting called in because of that. And I just started going, I think that's a story. And also, I love commercials. Why am I pushing them away? So every day, like in a random, I'll be walking down the street or taking a bath at night, and I'll just go, I am calling in commercial auditions. I love commercials. They make me happy, and the money would be amazing right now.
Yeah.
I am going to book a commercial audition. And Dee, I swear to you, yesterday I got my fifth audition. Literally, they started coming in. And at first I was like, oh my God, that's so weird. It worked. And so I kept doing it every night. And this weekend, last week, in the middle of this writer's strike and all the craziness, I got like four more.
Yeah.
And I got two this past week. So,
that's awesome.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. So I'm working on like what we've talked about is, you know what I want and love it more. And so it's been very interesting because I want to make sure that I put this energy into the theatrical side.
Yeah, well.
Even more.
And you're going to do that by letting go.
Yes.
You got to let go. You see,
yes.
Commercials were fun. That was something to play with because you didn't have a lot of investment there.
You got it.
Okay. But there's something also about booking. And it's actually for you and me and anybody else that's an actor on the call. So we want the auditions, but ultimately what we want is the job booked. A job that we love, that pays well, and that we're doing it.
Right.
Okay, so the first thing after I said that was, yeah, but there's a writer's strike. See, you can't. That it can come from anywhere, any place. I just got paid an extraordinary amount of money to go in and do a really important day on a film that just came out of the blue.
Mm.
Okay, so there are, in the universe, there aren't any limitations. Do you understand?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so there is a core belief. This page? Yeah. Okay, well, they're saying that's how we betray our own creation by. Anytime you hear in your thinking or feeling, yeah, but, oh, I'm going to create, yeah, but there's a writer's strike. Oh, I'm going to create this, yeah, but I don't know anybody. Oh, I'm going to create this, yeah, but I weigh so much now. How am I ever going to get there? Anytime you hear a yeah, but, even faintly, That is how you betray your own creation, and therefore the God of you has to betray that creation.
Mm.
So this is what you and I and anybody else on this show that's an actor needs to release about booking our yeah. This is our yeah, but here, here, here. Oh, I'm excited to find out what this is. I'm scared to death to be here. What the hell? I'm scared to death to be booking things? Well, it goes to my really big yes. All right, why the hell would we be scared of booking things? We know that's what we want. Is it we're guilty because there's a strike? No. Oh, shit. That's the highest thing? Oh, my God. Because we'll see how powerful we are.
Mm.
When we get everything we want, we see how powerful we are, and it's scary. Well, you know what? I'm going to treat it like a great horror film like Cujo. I love being tempted with all that fear and getting through it and doing a great performance. Bring it on. I choose to experience and be as powerful a God as I can be. Invoking the simple formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, so it is. Yes, that's a, you should see my pendulum. It's like flying off the, yeah. Okay, that's the highest thing. Okay, Nicole,
we're gonna slay that fear and doubt.
We're just excited about the power. We're excited.
Yeah.
Bring it on, baby cakes. I can handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah? And I handle all my power through divine love.
Yeah.
And so it is. Woo! Okay.
I love it.
For that.
Thank
that
you
great
so
for
much.
Everybody. You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Alberta, what's going on, dude?
Oh, my God. Long time no talk. How are you?
Really? I'm great. What's going on?
I'll make it quick, and I'm great as well. I find that the digestive tract, there's a bit of constricted energy there, and it seems to be not allowing the fecal matter to pass through properly, because sometimes it'll be like diverticulitis and sometimes constipation. So I'm wondering if there's something in the digestive tract that's, or is it just me that's causing that?
Okay, well, it's always us. But
yeah.
if we don't address the energetic, it shows up in our bodies, guys. We know that. So
Okay. Pardon
my French, everybody, but these are the first words that are coming in. You're full of shit.
There we go. I knew you were going to say that, but go ahead.
It has become, I'm not a doctor, guys. This is an energetic reading, but it has become physical from an energetic place that is in imbalance within you. Here, here, we're going to, here, 22. I have to give up myself to pay for myself. Okay, so basically what that means is if I'm going to get what I want, I have to give up myself some way. And the highest word they're going to for you is flow. So if I'm going, hold on, I have to, if I'm going to get what I want, are those the highest words? Yeah. I have to stop my flow. Dear God. All right, well, we can see what an oxymoron that is, can't
mm-hmm.
we? Highest, most correct, most complete, yes. So I'm going back to your mother when you were little, What did your mother model for you about allowing her life to flow, her good to flow, money to flow, her health to flow? What did she teach you about that? What did she model for you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Well, you do. So go back to your childhood. What do you remember your mother expressing in front of you, either in her living, in her demeanor, or in her words? First of all, she certainly never told you you can get everything you want.
Exactly.
Okay, what did you start to say?
I was starting to say she was very strong.
Uh-huh. Well, when I say, hold on, everybody's balanced, everybody's switched. Okay. When I say she was strong in a positive way, I get a yes. And by her being strong, it's like what they're showing me is her digging her heels in. Like, I have to be strong.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay. I have to be strong for my family. I have to be strong to keep everybody safe. I have, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, being strong in that sense of the word, Alberta, doesn't allow flow. Being strong in that definition is more about control.
True.
Okay. You need to allow your energy and your creation to flow. You don't have to make it happen. You can't make it happen. You direct it to happen, and then you allow it to happen. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. And is there a good phrase that I could use that would help me?
Well, guys, come on. You know how to do this. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm in the flow. Everything in my life is flowing. Everything in my life is easy.
Oh, I do that. I do that. What
let
nice.
Go. I let go, and I just let it flow. That's a really good rhyme. I let go, and I let it flow. Okay?
Exactly. And it's funny, the previous caller, I was writing down letting go, because she came up with that.
Uh-huh.
She said that at some point, and I'm like, oh.
Well, that's
yeah.
how we
and,
serve each other. See,
and I apologize for that. I apologize for asking you to say a phrase. You're absolutely right.
Don't apologize. Everybody does it. But I'm saying to you guys, start doing your own work. Or play is a better word. Start playing around with what you want and being excited and dancing around the house. I'm telling you, what I've created from what I taught you either last week or the week before around turning your synapses around in 72 hours is unbelievable. The stuff
I know, I've tried that. I tried that.
Well, keep doing it.
Okay.
You keep doing it because I'm telling you, it works.
And I do.
Okay?
And I will keep doing it. So anyway, with
all right.
that. Okay, that's good. So with the contraction, it's not really a muscle that's constricted. Anyway.
No.
That's the end. I thank you for taking my call and enjoy your time in North Carolina, in Raleigh.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Yeah, it's lovely, lovely people here. Okay, Carla in Myrtle Beach, we got to make it fast, but what's up?
Hey, everything that I was going to ask you, you've already answered. Is there anything that's possible? Like,
shocker.
I finally am on my own. You know, I left my husband and son. I'm like, in Myrtle Beach. The sun is shining. Well, it's raining today. But, like, is there anything else you can tell me? Because I feel like I'm at a stop. Like, I'm just that, so.
Yeah, just let yourself be.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You know, be, I swear to God, that's the highest word. Be proud of yourself. That
oh,
you have
that's going to make me cry.
Yeah. Be proud of yourself. Because there's a little judgment going on. See, wow, I
yeah.
got what I wanted, so now I have to feel bad in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, bullshit. That no, we're not we're not going to do that, Carla. Okay?
And I got to bring some money in now because I spent it all, so yeah.
Well,
so those are my two things, yeah.
The happier you are and the better you feel about yourself, the more the money comes. Oh, my God,
yeah.
I'm so proud of myself, and the money's just flowing to me, and this is a great decision I made, and I'm free, and the money just flows. Got it?
I got it.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All you guys, you know how to do this. Oh, my goodness. Just what you want and say it like you've already have it and like you're dancing around naked to 60s music. That's the best. That's the best advice I can give you. All right. Come on. We're going to say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about, baby gigs.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.